Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So right-footed corner from Duffy, from Macclesfield's right-hand side. In it comes towards the edge of the penalty area. Donoghue heads it clear. Perry's under it, though. Heads it back out to Duffy on the right-hand side. Duffy gets the better of Bennett. Duffy now has got time to cross this ball in. It's cleared, but not fully. And here's Drummond now. Drummond goes for goal. Great save from Murray Jones on his near post. Puts the ball out for another corner. It's a loose pass. It's to Bennett. Bennett facing the wrong way. Plays it back to Hall, who can clear it from his own byline. Not the best of clearances, though. And possession back here with Macclesfield. And a dangerous run forward here from Dawson out to the left-hand side. And there's Duffy with an effort. Breaks for Mendy. His pass is cut out by Gabaidon. Gabaidon trying to break forward there with three Mac players around him. He's barged out of the way, cross into the box. There's Drummond, wide of goal, and the flag stays down, but it's just a goal kick. Duffy crosses the ball in towards the back end of the penalty area. Header one there, breaks for Mendy, and that is a fine finish from Lauren Mendy. There's not much you could do about that goal, to be honest. As soon as it's headed back towards the edge of the 6-yard box, I think it was Olave who eventually laid the ball off to Mendy, who was about 12 yards out. And after that, what you meant to do, it's a great finish.
I think from the corner, we lost the first header at the back stick. When the ball was knocked down again, there wasn't enough challenge quick enough, and the goal scorer had a lot of time to pick his spot, and you just can't afford to give Macclesfield that kind of time and space. That's 110 goals now for them this season.
Well, that goal timed at 21 minutes. Heathcote bringing the ball out of the back line. Plays it into midfield. Well read by Donoghue. Donoghue now out to the left-hand side to Buckley. Buckley to the edge of the penalty area. Goes for goal! Oh,
the corner.
I think it took a deflection. Indeed it did. Oh, well, for a moment there, Paul, it looked like Byrne was just stuck in cement, wasn't it?
He was helpless.
He was watching that. Pemberton switches it, gets it to Baker. Baker heads the ball forward and is picking up that ball now, moving into midfield. And Ferguson cuts out the pass, gets it to Gabaidon. Gabaidon now driving forward, gets the ball to Ferguson. Not the best of passes, but Ferguson recovers it. Ferguson from the right side to the near post. It breaks for Gabaidon. Oh, just wide. Oh, well, that was an opportunity, Paul, certainly.
We're not going to get many chances, and that was a chance.
Drummond back to Perry. Perry looking for the run of Pemberton. Good movement from Macclesfield from the right-hand side. Crossed into the box. It's a free header. And I'm pretty sure, I'm going to wait and see, I think that was Jones off the line. I think it was. That is a remarkable clearance. Oliver with this free kick launches the ball out towards the left-hand side. Blinkers wins the header. Buckley brings it down. Buckley to Gilboy. Gilboy out to the right-hand side to Ferguson. Ferguson, oh, Drummond got there. Just.
It's a corner.
It is a corner. That was well worked by FC United. Dare I say it, Paul? That looked like a training ground move.
It was worked very well, and good to see us cause them some concerns towards the end of the first half.
Well, Bennett with this corner from FC United's right hand side. Gabaidon did come short for it, but Kenge there now as well. But it's taken short. Here is Gabaidon. Gabaidon looking to drive towards the byline. Succeeds, crosses the ball in! Oh, and there's Palinkas! 2 yards from goal to tap it in! It's a mirror of Tuesday night, Paul, at Whitby. We've got a goal right on half time.
Well, we did say we'd look for something like we did at Whitby, and there it was. And it was a very simple goal, wasn't it?
It was a short corner from Bennett,
Kengi was there covering off Gabidon. Gabidon got the ball. Bennett made the run. Kengi was caught in two minds, really, and Gabidon took full advantage, drove along the byline on the right-hand side, crossed it in, and I was surprised. Palinkas in acres of space. He couldn't miss. There's no way on earth he could miss that. You would have scored that, Paul.
I think you could have fallen over and scored there.
Along the halfway line finds Perry. Perry now moving into FC territory. Back into the centre circle now. The Macclesfield midfielder. Buckley. Good challenge from Buckley. And Buckley now can move forward down the left-hand side. His first touch is a good one. Into the penalty area. Still plenty to do for Buckley. Buckley goes for goal. It's saved. Who's on the rebound? Oh, Gilboy was nearly there. But eventually cleared. Duffy from the left-hand side. Plays it infield to Pemberton. Pemberton now, who's in midfield. Got Mendy for support. Mendy, corner of FC Knights penalty here. Into the box. There's Drummond. And Drummond smashes it into the near post. And it's 2-1 to Macclesfield. They've retaken the lead, Paul.
Well, again, you've got a point of the defending. Mendy was allowed to play it square into the box to Drummond. And nobody got close enough to him. And he took the free shot very gratefully.
There's a bit of an inquest going on with FC United players. They're trying to work out how that happened. There was a couple of opportunities there where space just opened up a bit too much for Macclesfield. Munro finds Ferguson here, lays it off to Bennett. Bennett on his left foot, charged down well by Baker, but Bennett's back on the ball, plays it out to the left-hand side to Hall. Here's Swales now on this left-hand flank by the byline, crosses the ball in. What a ball from Swales! Oh, and I tell you what, that chest back there from Dawson, I think the goalkeeper caught that on the line. It was a lot closer to the line than I think anyone here at Macclesfield would have liked.
I think the home fans took a breath there.
And the goal now for Macclesfield will probably end this game as a contest, I'm going to suggest at this point. But it is a corner, free kick, as good as a corner for Macclesfield. Not too far from the FC corner flag. It's Duffy to take this. Duffy crosses the ball in towards the back post. Header one there. It breaks for Heathcote and he drills it into the bottom corner. Heathcote congratulates the FC United supporters for some reason and then makes his way over to the stand where the Macclesfield fans are to celebrate that third goal. And on 67 minutes, Heathcote's probably put this game to bed.
Well, the centre-back hadn't scored all season until midweek. He scored at Ashton and he's followed it up today.
All under pressure from Baker and from Drummond. And Baker wins the battle. And here's Drummond now. Drummond on the ball into the penalty area. Plays the ball back to Dixon. Saved by Murray Jones. He spread his body really well there, did Murray Jones. And eventually cleared by Oliver. Full time here at the Moss Rose. And FC United ending this game down to 10 men with Charlie Ennis receiving his second yellow card in controversial fashion, but I don't think that had any impact on the final result. Macclesfield have been dominant throughout this. That said, it was 1-1 at half time. FC United repeating what they did at Whitby by scoring right on half time into the second half, and FC United have had the moments, but Macclesfield have been ruthless. FC United have given them a bit too much space on occasions in their defensive third, and in the end Macclesfield go on to win this game by 3-1.